Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India podcast. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, also Gayatri Luck India, Instagram too. Guys, today I want to say all that it's been 4 days that I haven't posted any YouTube video or Instagram or podcast. I didn't post anything. I don't know why. I am so sad. Why I am so sad, I don't know. Tomorrow is my birthday. Maybe is that the reason? I don't know. I really don't know the reason, but I can understand I am sad. I don't know what I want exactly. And today my mother took me out. She bought me bangles because tomorrow we have a festival, which is Varalakshmi Vratam, Sravana Sukkurvaram. If you're not Indian, you can't relate to it. Let me tell you that it is a festival where we worship goddess of wealth. I am so sad that I don't know. You don't know. You can't believe that I'm just like failing in an exam. How much sad I will be. That much sad I am deep inside. It's not visible on my face also. My mom just asked me 1 hour, why you keep your face so dull like that. She's shouting at me. Of course, if something is wrong with me inside my mind or heart, people can just identify it within seconds. I just tried to push myself with fake smile, but still she can notice. Okay, we went out, she bought me chocolates. I was eating dairy milk on the road all along, but something is wrong inside my heart. I'm like something, yeah, I didn't achieve anything. All my life in school days, I never enjoyed anything. Sitting in the first bench, I was like yelling at the, asking questions, writing notes, never played with anyone, did not enjoy anything so much till 20. And all my life, I dreamed of being a professional, work ethics, that kind of person. And now I'm getting age, I'm getting older. I was born in 1991. I don't want to lie, but that's the time I was born on. This is 2018, August. I'm feeling like, why am I alive? I didn't do anything productive with my life. I'm unable to digest that I'm still a failure. I didn't get any job. I'm not doing anything. I just can't accept this life. I just feel so bad. And I know that's not right. Everybody has their own time. But all my life, I wanted to be something. You don't know, when I was in 9th, 10th, I was dreaming of 2020. Because Abdul Kalam said 2020 vision and all, I was dreaming like, oh yeah, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do this, that. I will participate youth. Like when he was telling about vision 2020, that relates to me. I will be in youth. So I thought I will contribute to the society on behalf of me. I'm not able to do any good for my own self. What will I do to others? This is what I'm thinking about myself. I just don't like the way I'm. And when I see people's eyes, I'm like, people, I just feel like people choose not to support me. I can read through their eyes. They choose not to support me. It's there. It happened before many times. Like many times, people choose particularly not to support me. When I was writing also in CA, people are like, if I ask any doubt, no sir would answer me. Instead, they used to confuse me if I do anything right. And people's like, if I ask anything, someone is answering means everyone would call them and say, don't tell her answer. Like they choose to ignore me. And they used to sit together as reason, religion. They used to go privately and ask doubts. And they used to get cleared the examinations. I used to be behind. I was really, literally so much happened behind me. I don't know why, if someone else is not even talented also, people will come, uplift them and help them to excel at. Not that I'm mean to anyone. Even if I'm not mean, I'm trying to be their friend. I'm doing good things also. They don't like me all of a sudden. And I am just tired of my life. Okay, I realized one thing. people understand only material language. Okay, we should be spiritual, speak material. That's what I just came to conclusion. I understand we are spiritual beings having material experience, but once we have come to the material world, we should definitely have to speak to the people in material language itself, because that's the only language they understand. So I just want to give up on people. I don't want to prove it. I just gave up so long back. I don't know why am I sad still. Maybe I'm still feeling the wired and the wired. Yes, it's wired. It's so wired, and I can feel the absence. And tomorrow is my birthday, and that's what bothering me so much. Like, what did I do all these years? I'm not at all fitting for anything. I just feel that I fit for nothing. And I was born on Saturday in this Shravan Masam only. Luckily, it came on Friday tomorrow. But actually, as per Telugu calendar, it is day after tomorrow my birthday is. But August 24 is the general calendar, English calendar we follow. So August 24, tomorrow is my birthday. Okay. If anyone hears this video today itself, I hope you guys send me wishes. But no one will hear. I know that too. I'm ready for that. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst and plan for nothing. That's what I realized, because none of my plans work really. And I'm just speaking continuously because I want to, you know what, whenever I speak, I feel better. And now I don't feel better even after speaking also. I don't know what I am missing, but I'm missing something so much. I want to cry. For what? There is no reason at all. Maybe I'm missing my friends. That might be a right answer. But I don't want to contact any of them. I choose not to contact any of them. And crab mentality, that's there so much here near me. Friends, family members, neighbors, everyone. I should feel same. I don't know whether I should feel sad for this crab mentality, or I should show them empathy or sympathy. I should feel sorry for them. I don't know. I just feel sorry for them. Because, you know, I was angry at these people, but after Jay Shetty's latest video on If You Procrastinate, that really resonated me, made me think deep. And I choose a line like, best revenge is no revenge at all, so that we can focus more on our work. I choose it like, but I choose this, that doesn't mean I'll forgive or forget any of the things they did to me. I'm not going to forget. That's not my nature at all. Even though I choose, I can't. But I choose best revenge is not revenge at all. Okay, guys, bye. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.